Who
is that person?
Yeah, Amber was like, "Here's," and so you just select Zoom
Okay,
there,
got it.
and then you have to select Library Trust. I can
I wonder if
file
our
see recording.
okay, thank you. So, first of all, welcome everyone. Amber, as we know, is not available because she went to the special librarian state meeting, which is great. And that's one thing. Judith is away, and I just arrived from Boston, went to a wedding in Boston. Rustin Nethercutt's wedding. So Michael Nethercutt's son, if anyone knows Michael and Helen. So that was great. And some of my kids from my school so many years ago, like kids, little guys, were there in their, like 30.
So better.
It was amazing. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're not gonna. It's
Okay.
okay. Anyway, that's
That's
just my
better way
little
of looking
story.
at it, more at least.
That's just my little story that I had a great fun celebrating Rustin and Blaze, his new wife, and my kids of my school, who I knew as little ones, who are now in their 30s, late 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
And some I hadn't seen since they were very little, so I didn't recognize. And they came rushing up to me and went, oh my God. Okay, moving on. Do we accept the minutes from the April meeting?
Yes.
So moved.
Yes.
Okay. So moved. Librarian's report, Amber sent it to us, which I always love reading, and I did read it. I don't have a hard copy of it. Do you want to point out you have it in front of you? Does anyone have it in front of
I don't have
them?
it in front of me, but I think
You want to put it in front of you? Yeah, that'd be great. I want, instead of, blasting through it, let's just take a moment and make sure we've, if there's anything to touch upon, we can touch upon
Okay,
it.
picnic tables happened.
Yes, Josh, thank
Yeah.
you. Tipping my head. Yeah, in new business, I have something to say about picnic tables, but they're beautiful, wonderful. You really did a great job.
Oh yeah, well, I'll shout out my father-in-law who helped me build a
Yeah.
couple. And Eliza helped me with, and she really enjoyed putting together the junior sized one. So
Great.
yeah, so that was exciting.
You know what, Josh? That would be a great story for Guilford Gazette. You had three
Yeah.
generations, three Guilford generations in a family, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's a sweet story, like a paragraph. You
Yeah,
give it
all
to
right.
Amber. Give it to Amber to submit, or you submit.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a way to plug the library too.
Yeah.
It's a good story. Good story.
Well.
Amber did write, "I'd appreciate your further ideas in organizing and organizing help and how best to utilize and arrange our beautiful outdoor space." So that, maybe at some point could be a point of
Yes.
attention. Like, we could figure out if anybody could support that process.
Definitely. And so, during new business, I want to talk briefly about that, the outside space.
Cool.
Okay.
She wrote that the building has some needed repairs. She's in communication with the town. Priorities are rotting trim on the north side of the building near stairs, recently fixed,
Yes.
exclamation point,
Yes.
and the basement door and back steps need to be replaced.
Yes.
Okay, and then she talks about the programming for young children, youth, and adults. They had a dance party, 25 people with Luke, and
Yeah.
the next one's coming up. It's the first Thursday of each
Of
month
each month.
until September.
And I have a great story Amber told me about the one that happened, which is Megan, mother of little one,
Corvidio.
Corvidia, thank you. Amber said that Megan worked very hard to make sure families were here. Like, she really pulled in a lot of
Cool.
people. So 25 is a great number. And
Well,
that came from a
yeah.
parent of Storytime.
Yeah, that's
I think
great.
that's really cool.
Yeah. Right. And one of the updates is that that same woman
Megan.
Megan is going to
Yes.
be potentially doing the Zumbini.
I think she is
Yeah.
doing it. Yeah, so a baby, basically baby movement, rhyme songs.
Camp-ish.
It yeah, or it's just sessions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Through the summer. Yeah. She's very enthused.
We are receiving the $5,000 Vermont Humanities grant for the summer camp, which is great. And a $350 grant from the Vermont Department of Libraries for summer programming. There were some field journal workshops held at the BBCC that
And
were
it's
full
really successful,
enrollment
very
with
successful.
Linda Lemke and Carol Hendrickson, who offered their time, like volunteered their
Yeah.
times.
Josh, can you hear Nika okay?
Oh yeah, I can hear you great.
Awesome,
Cool.
awesome.
And the owl has it perfect. All three of you are like in your own little screen, so it's like, wow.
And how do we look?
Y'all look great. Obviously, that goes without saying.
The sound and poetry after school program was a great success.
And we add to
The first.
that, make sure you guys read the fabulous report that Matt wrote
Yeah, in the Gazette.
in the Gazette. So if you hadn't had a chance, if you haven't had a chance, Josh, to see that, it's in this most current Gazette. And
Yeah.
it's the cover story. Oh my God, it's great.
The youth book group was held in April that John, our good old John Shaw,
Yay, John Shaw.
and Miriam's daughter are organizing this group,
Sweet.
and some kids are interested. It's challenging to find a good time to meet, but there are kids interested in continuing. Thank you, John and Miriam.
Yeah, sweet. Tell you'll tell Miriam she was formally thanked.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. That it'll be in
Okay.
the minutes.
The library summer program, oh yeah, so a 6 week session of Zumbini for children three to
Yes.
four.
Yeah.
Summer reading program camp enrollment continues, still room for K to 12 and 4 to 7 grades.
It came to age 12,
No,
right?
K to grade two is
Okay.
the program
I heard the
that's,
word 12.
oh, sorry, no.
Kindergarten and second grade, given this guy.
Yes, kindergarten, second grade camp still needs enrollment, or still has room for
Yes,
enrollment, as well as grades 4 to 7 camp still
okay,
has room for enrollment.
thank you.
She'll continue to advertise. And so, and then goal three, build stronger connection with residents. She talked about the story of like when the highway department
Yeah.
cut down the tree and they used the picnic table.
That's a good story.
Then Luke came right after to do the music session. April was the first full month of having two courier stops per week, and she thinks it's been a real success, and patrons are happy that things are coming quicker.
Excellent.
Overall comments, she's attending this conference today, and she will be able to come. She'll update us when she gets back. She'll keep updating us about Vermont State Librarian changes. Oh, sorry. The Institute for Museum and Library Services
Yes.
that she gets through the Vermont State Librarian.
Yeah.
Leah attends the loans group's meetings at the Catamount Library Network and attended an annual cataloging training for libraries last
Yes.
month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. It's a lot.
And then, like, she talks about her other tasks and then just the statistics.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
And
Thank
the
you.
statistics look high, in my opinion.
Say it again.
The statistics look pretty good.
Yes,
Like,
absolutely. I agree. I agree.
both the check, the book checkout, but also
And the
the
number of
visits.
visits of
Yeah.
adults and children. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, go Amber.
Oh. Yeah.
Co-chair's report. Yes, anyone want to say anything? about what we just heard.
Just thanking Miriam.
Thank you, Maren.
And
thank you.
Josh and
And Josh
Eliza.
and Amber.
And Amber. Thanks.
For doing some really thorough, good work.
Yes.
For giving us the report.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing all that work. Yeah.
Absolutely. Co-chair's report. Just, I think you know this. Judith and I meet monthly with Amber, just, you know, to be available, to be a sounding board. You know, the chair or chairs are officially her supervisor. So that's always good. And I didn't go to the last one. Sometimes Judith and I tag team. But Judith did go, and Judith, and then I did meet up with Amber here briefly to follow up. So Judith filled me in on that report, and I feel like this is an appropriate place to tell you just a little bit from Judith about the meeting with Amber. That seems appropriate as co-chair is sharing.
Sorry, I kind of missed that. Judith had a meeting with Amber.
Yeah, monthly, just regular.
Monthly.
Regular
okay.
Monthly meeting. Yeah. Yeah. And could just say Laura touched on a few items in that meeting. So some things I don't need to say because they're later on in the agenda, which is around planning for the 4th of July and hot dog roast. So we'll get to that because they talked about that. There are two other things, which is tricky subjects, is about neighbor next door over there on the other side of the meeting house. It's also about the camp. And there's just this sticky wicket thing happening. And so not that there's anything to solve right now, but it seems like it would be good to share with you. So the first thing is Michelle and the two fellows who live there continue to use back here, which is not their property, for a driveway. And I keep thinking they'll stop. Amber did finally talk to Craig, who lives there sometimes. And but it's still happening, and it's bothering me a lot. Not just because they shouldn't be, because that bothers me a lot, because it's not their property, but also it's wrecking it. But the other thing is, now we have these picnic tables, and you've heard me bitch about this, so I apologize. But I just wanted to tell you that, so I'm going to go when it's the right, I'm going to go and just say, this is really important, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to talk directly with Michelle. So this is just keeping you abreast of that. I think, you know, if that house ever sells, if it ever sells at some point, it's all the more reason. And we make it clear that's library. You know, that's library property. That's not, you know, what is it, the fair domain or whatever it is. And people start using something for 7 years, they can, there's a name for it,
yeah.
A whole name for it. So we definitely don't want that to happen. So we had to claim it. And I think one obvious thing, which we don't need to do now, would be what you mentioned already, Mika and John, you and I have talked about, is that is beautiful space there, which is now a driveway. And it's obviously a great place for one of those picnic tables. And I think maybe the big one, because it's pretty level. So, because we have such hills up here. And also it's congested up here, but there's space there. So I even thought, well, you know, I need to talk to them, but also the picnic table will make it pretty clear. This is a park, you know, this is a great park. This is not a driveway. So that's kind of where my thoughts are right now.
Yeah. And I think just like accenting that, like, we're such a small library. And like, we want to utilize our outdoor space as much as possible.
And we want it to be safe.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think in with the idea of trying to set up, like Amber was saying, setting up the tables and that space out there, that we could do more like landscaping.
Yeah, exactly.
That ties that.
Exactly.
Space, those two spaces together.
Definitely.
And having the having a tables
Definitely.
spread and
Definitely.
yeah,
Make it really
things are
appealing.
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so in the works.
So you're gonna be responsible
I'll
for
be responsible for
communicating.
talking to Michelle. And it'll probably end our relationship, but that if that has to happen, it'll happen. I'm
Well,
just it doesn't need to go on the record, of course,
yeah.
but yeah, I think it needs to happen. And it clearly bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
So I will do it. Okay, different topic. So Matt and Amber are concerned because we know for camp, we have it set up with town that's been on the schedule, not the town, with the Broadway Community Center, to use the community center in case of rain or whatever during camps. And that's been a, we've done that for years. And that's all good. There's the presence of a new camp, a privately run camp. And Kitsila Rock is the director of it or and the founder of it. And Amber and Matt are feeling really concerned because they feel as though they're not really going to have full access to the space if
Oh, it's happening
Kitsy,
at the same time.
yeah, there's real conflict about it, and Kitsy, if Kitsy's there. And so again, nothing for us to solve right now. So this is just to tell you, and Amber is asking for help. And I said I would start by talking to Ada, the Broadway Community Center director or manager, and just talk to her, just have a conversation with her about this. I think that's the place to start.
But so I guess I'm not clear, like our library camp have scheduled the use of the
Yes,
space,
a
but
long
it's
time ago.
happening in tandem with them using the
That's
space.
what I've been told. There's a conflict with it,
Okay.
but that there's maybe this idea that Kitsy could be there, but it wouldn't be a problem if this the library camp came at the same time. But they see it as a problem. Amber and Matt see that as a problem, actually. So,
Yeah, that sounds like to me that I agree with you. I think
to talk
it sounds
to
like an
Ada.
Ada thing.
I think
Like,
it's a first step with
I mean,
Ada.
it seems to me inappropriate for them to have booked two things at the same
Yeah,
time
and I don't know the whole,
without already
I agree.
talking to us about it or
And
whatever.
again, I don't have the whole story, so there might be something I don't know about the scheduling. And but right now, basically, and then one of the jobs of me and Judith with Amber is to support her during these times that, like, she doesn't want to be the bad cop. And I understand that. Because she wants to be the librarian where people want to come to the library, to see and to come here. And
She needs some
so,
advocates,
yeah,
basically.
exactly. Thank you. Yeah. And I agree with that. Yeah. So I guess Laura is turning into the bad cop.
Oh, you're
No,
getting
I don't know. I'll just
Yeah,
talk.
you've got a bunch of confrontational top, like things in your future, Laura.
I didn't go to law school. Purposely, no, it's not my head. But anyway, so, but that's FYI, just to be aware of. And of course, confidential, because we don't want anything to get back to Kitsy, of course. Okay, so there was that. And yeah, and what Amber said about Matt is Matt Valentine, Matt feels stressed about the situation. Okay. All right. So that was, oh, and then the final thing with co-chair's report is basement cleanup update. And I have some great news. I can't believe how, like, what I just talked about doesn't make me real happy, but what I'm about to tell you makes me very happy, which is, we put it on Front Porch Forum about giveaway stuff in the basement. We received one interest, which was awesome. the big, gigundous, heavy old computer table that someone came with a Prius, crammed it in the back of their Prius, and drove away with it. So that was like, and so tried one more time, and we had all this beautiful crafting materials. And oh, and Nika, round of applause to Nika. You were down in the basement with us. Nika's down there. We were all down there, several of us, on Green Up Day. And Nika was down there in the grunge on the floor, sifting through all kinds of stuff.
I
Lots of
wasn't
mouse turds.
alone. You were
Lots of
there.
mouse
Judith was
turds. Yeah,
there.
Judith and I were there.
John showed up
A
later.
lot of mouse turds. You get credit too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I tried to give crafting materials when there's some really beautiful ones to the school. I thought this would be great, you know, like for any after school programming or whatever, like beautiful beads and so forth. And I, Sandra connected me with someone, and that person I tried several times to get her to reach, you know, get back to me, and she never did. So then I knew of someone who does lots of crafting, and she's a thrifty person. She doesn't have very much money. I thought, okay, so we've tried. And I tried to keep it local. So she was thrilled. So that felt really great. Like she'll use them, she'll make things, give them away to people, maybe even sell some things, which is great because she needs the money. But the other thing, and this is what thrilled me also, all of the window quilts, which I didn't want us to throw away. I really didn't. Because there's still, you can cut the strings off. The strings were just a rigging. They were really in great shape. And there are, these are 11 windows. Is that what we have? There are 11 of them, and they were thousands of dollars. She took them. She took one first to see if it would work in her house. And she has a lot of windows, same size. So this is going to help her a lot with heating expense and stuff. She uses blankets now. So anyway, I know it seems really silly, but I love to see things get used and not wasted and not thrown away. So anyway, so that's, but on top of that, you know, so a bunch of stuff has gone bye-bye. So the basement's looking great. There's more to do. Jeanette and I are going to work together. There's still more to do. They're discussing mouse turds to clean up. Josh, do you have a shop vac? Like, I feel like we need like a shop vac.
We have one
You
in
have a shop vac?
storage.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We have one.
You have one too. Okay. I don't know how you'd feel about mouse turds being sucked up into your shop vac.
They just add to the mouse turds that are already in there from the garage.
Is that something that could be borrowed in our basement at some
Yeah,
point?
for sure. Yeah.
Okay. They will do that, so you don't have to
Yeah.
dig it out of storage.
Storage is harder for me.
Yeah, storage is hard. Good. And so what we're going to end up with in the basement is, I think we're not going to have separate camp stuff since it's just a small, like 3 weeks of the year. But I think what Jeanette and I are thinking is like all the paint, you know, all the, well, we already know, all the paper, you know, like get clear categories. And then the food stuff for like the fair or events, I'm going to put them in proper tubs, like the tub that we used right now, which is not bad, but it's ripped up and kind of scuzzy. So I'm going to repack those in better plastic tubs. Anyway, it's coming. I gave
Good.
Kathy some stuff that was hers. I had asked her, when you come for cribbage, can I put some things in your car that are yours? She said, yeah. Now she had to think about it. Yeah, so this Saturday I went down. Did you hear me down there? And I went, put it in her car.
Nice.
So anyway, so it's a good report. Basement's coming, the best it's probably been in years, basically because we're getting stuff out of there. Treasures, John, you're on.
Good. Well, we have Amber sent everybody the monthly reports,
Yep.
and basically we're doing well still. We're approaching, the fiscal year ends at the end of June, so we're approaching that. And so as we look at the budget, I can see that we're closing in on a lot of stuff. But let's see. I had a couple of things I wanted to highlight. Oh, that one of the things, this wasn't a part of our annual budget, but Amber had gotten the John Eldred grant, and she's been getting a lot of things here in the children's room with that, and
Looks really good.
which has been looking good. Yeah, and she keeps kind of adding pieces. I like how she's been doing it sort of slowly.
Because you always see how it looks.
And it, like, yeah.
And very space saving, the stools. I
Yeah,
love those.
And so, yeah, she said she checked in with the pre-K, I think, at the
School.
GCS to ask them about, like, which kinds of furniture
Yeah, she's
is good.
yes.
And so yeah, she's been doing it. So anyway, she's closing in on using up that grant, which has been pretty good. And the other thing, that thing that was part of our annual budget, that was a big kind of question mark, was our programming budget, which we had this year increased with the expectation that a new library director might have different ideas and could do different things with programming. And so it was a kind of question mark that we didn't know what would happen, but she has found a way to spend most of it.
But
So
can you restate what you mean by
that's good. So in our programming expense line, it had been $5,000 in the previous fiscal year. And then when we had gotten the town to fund the books and services line, that meant that with our current kind of fundraising levels, that we would had extra money to spread through the budget in different ways. And so that was one of the things that we had done, was take a chunk of that and put it in that programming line to say, like, here's really a lot more money than we've had in the past for programming, but it creates a situation where a new director could try things out. And so it was a question mark. And I think at first, when Amber first started, she was a little bit like, how am I ever going to spend this money?
Sorry, is that money from the town?
No, this would be money that was fundraised,
Gotcha. That's where program.
because we have extra funds
but because
since our books and services,
yeah
because we're
our
not
so
paying for that.
fundraising money has been going to pay for some other stuff, and we were able to reallocate it.
Gotcha. Okay, now it makes sense to me.
Yeah, and so yeah, I think it was great on our part, I think, to do that, and it's set up. And we didn't know it was going to be Amber at that time, but just to set up for whoever the new director was going to be. And I think put them in a good position
That's good.
to do stuff. And so, yeah, anyway, so I just wanted to point out that she didn't spend all of that line, but there's still, I don't know if some of the things like the Zoom beanie and things might be coming out of it still. So
Yeah, that's
anyway,
79.8%.
yeah, and just saying
Well,
that.
total program is 96.5%. I didn't read that right.
Yes.
Right, and there was kind of a fear of not getting that Vermont Humanities grant, which we
Yeah.
would have had to do.
Right. Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
good reminder.
And so,
Good.
yeah, so that was good. Good to see. And I think bodes well for us going forward, that the library can be a live place with things going on
Yeah, fresh programming.
and whatever. Yeah. So
And respond to new needs. that
Yeah.
will arise
Yep.
that the librarian can be
Yep.
tuned into.
Yeah. So,
Good.
and I guess that's all. Let's see if there's. I didn't make
Did you
any
want
other
to note?
notes.
Because I thought
Yeah.
this was interesting.
Oh yeah. So did anybody have any other questions on our profit and loss fundraising budget? So the way that we track our money now is in two different ways because of the tax money from the town paying for books and services. That part is no longer in that budget report that we see. And so Amber tracks it separately. And you can see in that report that she also is closing in on spending all of that money, which is good. And
For the books and services.
for books and services. So, and that I can report that she has been having, I think, a very good experience working with Ellie,
Excellent.
doing that, submitting the
Excellent.
invoices, and they have a system, that system pretty well worked out now. And I think it's also given them a chance to create their relationship or whatever. So
I think that's great.
that's good to see, because as whatever, working through different departments in town, it is great. So yeah, so this budget, I think the only thing that is weird about it is the courier service is a fee that we pay. It's paid as for use at or I'm not sure how to put that exactly, but
For use fee.
that and so when we added the extra stop, it's adding expense there, but I think that that for this fiscal year there is enough money to cover it,
That's
so
an
it's not,
Amber thought.
yeah, so it's not going to be an extra expense or anything, and then in the next fiscal year fundraising will fund that difference. And then we get a grant that we had already gotten that helps pay for a courier service. And so that also helps there. So that's what that note on the side is about. So, did anybody have any questions?
No, that was good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that that grant for the courier service also allowed Amber and Ellie to work out the town receiving a grant for the library, but the town holds it rather than
Yes.
in the past, the town would pass the money to the
So they'll
trustees.
manage it.
And so they're managing it on that side. And I think the plan is that they will do that with the grants for the camp as well, which I think is a good.
That's good. It's clean and clear.
Yep.
Good.
So
Thank you, John.
that's my, oh, actually, that's not my
Yes.
whole report. That's my
Good.
budget report. But then I also just wanted to update people that we created that finance committee last time, and I just wanted to update you all that we met once. Josh is on the committee, so he knows all about this.
Yes.
We had a good meeting, and we
And Jeanette.
and Jeanette also, and Amber and I all met. And basically, Amber and I were able to, yeah, basically explain the very ins and outs of the finances of the library, which are weird. And And I think we got there, Josh. What do you think?
I think it took a while, but it took Jeanette and I a while to kind of get caught up to speed and get to a point of like basic understanding where John and Amber were like, yeah, now you're caught up, you know? I think towards the end of that meeting, which felt very successful, I think, from my side, like, feeling like, okay, now we're caught up at least and ready to kind of do some more action, I guess, or make some steps.
Yes. So yeah, my side too, Josh. I was like, I feeling really good after that because that this has been something that I've been just carrying with me, doing the treasurer work. Is that I'm like, I'm really learning all of this, what is all here, but I know from my time of being just a regular old trustee that you don't get to see that stuff. And so
you got intimate with the numbers.
So having other trustees who understand it also really helps me, I think.
Absolutely. Share the burden.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Good. Thank you for joining them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Anyway, we'll keep you updated as we move forward, but basically that's what we're at so far.
Fantastic.
So that concludes my treasurer's report.
And if Richard was here, he would say, what an austere report, or whatever he'd say. All right. New business. I suddenly occurred to me, are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Because I realized I shared some confidential things that shouldn't be recorded. Right? But anyway, so if anyone's listening to this, please respect or watch this. Please respect what I shared because it is confidential information. I'll just say that. Let's see. Sandra, as we know, needs to resign. Oh. I did have a long talk with her. She's okay. I wanted to just make sure she's medically doing okay. She's okay. She is having, you know, some pain issues and just realized that she's doing too much. So I really supported her and I said to her that I feel like I kind of twisted her arm kind of hard when I asked her to re-up on the board. She was not sure. And so I told her we totally understand. We want her to be healthy and have her life work. And she does a lot in her job at the school. So I think that takes a lot of energy. So it will mean finding a replacement for her position that we didn't go, we would recommend, and then we'd go to the select board and they would agree with that she would fill out her term. And then I have an idea for someone and Sandra has an idea for someone and so the person I'm thinking about who is super involved in the babies here at Storytime, we've already mentioned her. I think she'd be an amazing trustee. And I'd love us to have a parent of that age group of patron. If we're talking baby, toddler. I think that would be really awesome. And she has a lot of energy and she loves libraries and she's a connector. Like she got a lot of parents here through that music program. So I'm not saying we have to go with her, but that's just a recommendation from me. So I don't know if folks have other ideas, don't have to say them now, but maybe share them with Amber if you have an idea of someone who you think maybe should be considered.
Yeah, it makes me think of also coming at it from the other side of like what are the needs of the board?
Absolutely. Like,
are there certain skill sets?
And that's the right way to do it.
Someone financial.
I know. Well, I noticed that when we were talking about that finance committee, and I think everybody said, I don't understand this, you know. And then I looked around and I was like, oops, that looks like a lack on our board. But I don't know if
that's true. It's true.
Needs to be our top priority for a person.
Well, that's the
but if we want to like overall look at the board and say like what are the
that's always the guidance with all boards, like what's needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're oncoming from
Need Richard was here.
We're on coming from is energy, and connector,
and another generation,
and another generation, right. And who knows, she might have financial ability.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm not saying it has to be her. But
yeah.
I just wanted to put that in our thinking, and now we have this to put in our thinking.
Yeah,
but financial ability. Yeah,
yeah,
good. All right, so if someone gets an idea, share it with Amber.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have like a, I don't know, like a time frame for all
Well,
this?
She was planning to come tonight, so
right.
I don't know anything. And so I think we filled the slot.
Yeah.
I think we're in that position to fill the slot.
Okay.
She didn't want to, she asked if she should come tonight. She asked if she should talk about it tonight. I said, yes, we'd love to have you come, and we'd love to be able to thank you. And And matter of fact, I think it'd be great for her to come to the June board meeting so we could, I mean, we ought to be able to appreciate Sandra in person and celebrate her.
Yeah.
So we should be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Sandra's been on the board a long time.
Yeah. She's, really
She's given a lot. She's given a lot over the years. Yeah. Okay. So.
So do we need to come up with a plan for that or?
I think the plan for that, hopefully, would be we make a decision by the June meeting of who we'd like to
recommend.
Yes. Okay. And I think that this would be presented at the June board meeting, and then the trustees would vote on it at that June board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go to the select board after that.
Okay.
That's what I would recommend. And then there is a July meeting.
And maybe, well, just thinking too, like if we invite Sandra to come to that June meeting, if we want to have some organized way of thinking.
Well, we definitely do.
Yeah,
thank you. Yes, we definitely do. My head was with who's going to replace me.
Yeah.
We definitely, we should put it on the agenda, you know, an appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
For Sandra, yeah.
I won't be there, but
you'll be away. And yeah, we're talking June, aren't we? Yeah, June.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can find a way to write something.
Yeah, do you want to make a card?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, that could be nice.
Sure.
And if you like, if you dropped off at my house, I could.
This guy.
Oh, God, yes. What am I thinking? Yes. Okay. So what we'll do is you'll bring it here. And Amber will put it somewhere. So Josh, a card for Sandra. We'll have it here.
Okay.
Ask Amber to put it somewhere near her desk, and trustees could come anytime mm-hmm. and sign it. Okay. And we usually get a gift. And we've done, you know, like different things. My favorite one is gift certificate to an independent bookstore. That's my favorite one. But it could be anything.
Richard's stopwatch was funny.
Yes. We gave Richard we did two things, but one of the things we did, we gave him for a joke, because he was always like, come on, to make the meetings choppy, choppy, fast, fast. So we gave him a stopwatch.
Nice.
Which he loved.
The golden stopwatch.
And I made sure it was waterproof, the one that we got. And then he was thrilled because he thought, that Todd, his partner, his husband, could use it because Todd's a big swimmer. So Todd could borrow it.
Nice.
Anyway, so
Yeah,
Yeah,
well,
so
that's something we could.
yeah, what should we do for a gift?
We could. That's something I think we could. Don't need to decide right now.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. But do you guys have any other ideas? Any of the three of you?
No.
I was just make it just made me think of, don't we do like a around this time in June, like some sort of thanking volunteers and stuff?
We're not consistent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an Amber question.
Okay. Yeah, it's not
So
a yearly thing.
it would be good
We
for it to be. It used to be years ago.
try to do it, but I think there was last year maybe
Okay.
didn't have it.
I think it got combined
Or
with
something.
Kathy's
It
strawberry.
did. Yeah, it did. Yeah. So I think let's okay. I'll start a list for Amber. And this is a question for Amber. That's something Amber would have a big say on. And of course, we would support making it happen.
And so were you thinking adding a thank you to Santa
Well,
Claus?
yeah, I just thought like maybe that would be an appropriate
Yeah.
space to,
To give
like
a
honor her.
kind of public thank you, like,
Yeah, like
yeah.
with the rest of like the people who come and support this place.
I think what she'd prefer, Sandra, would be us.
Okay, sure.
That's what I think she'd prefer. Keep it small. Yeah, but it's a sweet, it's definitely a sweet idea. But we do need to do that. We do.
Right.
I think we should have a like a breakfast scones, coffee, tea gathering.
Sure.
Yeah.
For
For
the thanking
volunteers.
volunteers.
Yeah, for thanking volunteers.
The gift certificate idea sounds nice to me.
Right. A card or
Yeah,
maybe
so
like some sort of food treat thing.
yeah,
Something
yes. Well,
celebratory.
yes. Well, cake.
Again, I'm saying these things and I'm not going to be able to do
No, but it's
anything.
good. No,
So,
but that's all right. So Sandra, so gift certificate to everyone's books is what I'm thinking. Yes?
I like that.
Okay. I really like the idea of celebrating books and Independent Bookstore and Sandra. And then the other is maybe we should surprise her with cake for the June meeting.
Sure.
Like a thank you cake.
We
And then
should
maybe,
know that her
yeah, we should
her.
yeah, I'm gonna have to
Do
maybe
some
some
investigating of
I think
you. We
Scott.
could
Yeah.
get talk to somebody.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
we
can
somebody.
yeah, who can track down? Do you know Scott? Do you ever see Scott, Josh, John?
No,
How
but
come I
I could reach out to him. I'll reach out to him.
without
I don't. I'll
Sandra knowing?
I mean, Mike
have to.
has through. I mean, Mike.
Yeah, I'll
Oh,
find it.
if you find his cell phone number.
I'll find his
Yeah.
contact info.
And call him during work hours so he wouldn't be home.
And I'm just asking like what her favorite treat
Yeah.
kind of would be. Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. Yeah, I'll
So
do
maybe it's not cake. I don't
it. Yeah,
know.
I'll do that.
Cool. Okay, so we'll make that happen. Okay, so thank you. I'll say thank you, dessert. We don't know what it will be. Okay. And we could have tea. I could bring tea. Oh, we now have this that new water thing, whatever you call it.
Yeah,
Yeah. What's it called?
dispenser of
or a water cooler,
Dispenser, cooler, cooler,
but it's also
hotter,
a hot
heater.
yeah, so.
Water dispenser of all temps. Have you seen it, Josh? It's really cool.
Not.
Amber got it, and it's really nice. It's so great to get rid of that really junky one we had. But good. Okay, the last thing on my mind was for new business was select board meeting that happened, and John, you ended up going.
Oh yeah.
So I just wondered, I want to make sure Nika and Josh hear
Oh yeah.
about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because it got rescheduled from the original date.
Yeah. So this was just a the library updating the select board and townspeople about what's been going on. And Amber and I presented, and I just quickly said from the trustee side that we have been doing our usual business of managing the library, or however you want to say what it is that we do, and that I highlighted some special projects being the working with the Friends group, and they them having a new board and creating an MOU with them, and the ongoing exploration of ADA upgrades and that we were just that we didn't have a plan for it yet, but that we were still gathering information. And I think I forget if there's I think that was those were the things that I highlighted. And then Amber gave a presentation just about kind of, she was able to share photos and
nice.
Had all kinds of photos from programming and things nice. Around the library and stuff to share, which was nice. And
I like that.
And so she just talked about basically what's been happening in the last month.
Nice.
And she was able to give kind of like her monthly report statistics to people and
nice.
Tell them about the different programming that had happened and having these pictures and stuff. So it was really nice. It was good. And it made it, I think it made
nice.
The library look good and give people an idea.
Like, where's the money going? And,
yeah, of what's like happening. What's happening. So,
yeah. And I love that Amber, it's her idea to be here because there's so many folks, you know, townsfolks who've never been in here. So I love that she came up with that, like bring people in by her being remote. Yeah, I think that's great. Cool. Yeah. So the next select board meeting we're scheduled for is July 28th. So if anybody wants to join Amber, July 28th, that's got to be a Monday. And so we're, this is Amber's idea. Amber's keeping those dates right on this agenda, which is great.
Yeah, that
was... yeah, and the trustee meeting's right there too, which is great. Good. Yeah, and the select board meetings are scheduled to be right after a trustee board meeting, which is helpful.
Yeah, the following week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
It is good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Could we meet 7:21? Josh, are you available 7:28?
Wait, did you say July 28th?
Yes, July 28th. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Do you want to be the person that...
Yeah, I can do that. I know I'm in town.
Awesome. So then the week before, we'll have a trustees meeting, and we can go through that.
Yeah.
Create a plan. Yay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. So we should put that in the notes. Yeah. Josh will attend July select board. Cool. Awesome. You won't believe it. It's 7:33, and we are a wrap.
Wow.
Unless there's news. Oh, wait a minute.
We had to talk about
hot dog roast. How could I have forgotten? It's right there.
Why does it say next month's agenda items? Like, we're not.
It looks like those could
is
be.
Is that in new business?
Those would be for next month. We'll talk about them, but maybe they're.
What are you
bringing them up now?
Okay.
Like, it's under.
So she's very concerned. Amber.
This is like saying next month's agenda.
Yes. But I was told that we need to touch upon it today.
Okay.
But you're right. But so so we're not last minute.
Right. Basically. Yeah. That makes sense.
So there's the big question is, are we part of 4th of July, the library?
Right. Were we part of it this past year?
Yeah. Can't you guys give out?
Popsicle? Yes, I think Jeanette did that.
Yes, I sat red, white, blue
popsicles. Popsicle. You gave out popsicles.
Right.
Well, popsicles is great.
We have some left.
You're a whole popsicle. So let's just do some ideas. We don't have to decide it right now.
Right.
But well,
yes.
Partly, I mean, I know there's only four of us tonight, but yes, it does seem important to be like, who's actually here?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, to do the thing.
Yes. So who is here? It's
what day of the week?
Friday.
Friday, the
July
4th.
4th.
And it'll be on that day, probably.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, it usually is, right on 4th of July.
Yeah, I could probably come for a little bit.
Okay. So, Mika's. John, are you ready?
I don't. My calendar is hanging on my wall at home, but I probably am around.
I'll put John, probably.
Do you know what time of day this happens?
I think last year, didn't something start here sort of mid, late morning? Wasn't there some sort of...
Yeah,
I wasn't here.
Yeah.
And then things moved down there.
Yeah.
Right?
To like a noonish thing.
Yeah. Kind of late morning, middle, early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like 10 to 1 kind of thing, or 11 to 1.
And it was, and then at the...
Two. Grain, it was food.
They had like a barbecue kind of... Or,
yes. Yeah. So food there.
Okay.
And so that, so we sat there with our cooler of popsicles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun?
It was fine. You know? So like for me, it was like a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't love a lot of people.
I feel like I could probably make it that day.
But I think I'm going to be away. I was away last year also. And Josh, you said you...
I will be away this July 4th.
Okay, so I'm just going to get it done. Josh away. These are the things we know. Mm-hmm. Laura away. And then we'll find out about other people. Mm-hmm. But what we're wondering about is popsicles again.
Yeah, popsicles is like nice and easy.
Oh, yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
And people are... You know, puts a smile on people's face.
I think so. Some sugar and some right. red food coming.
We
and
don't I necessarily think, what about, need like, to get those same.
Breezies? I don't know. Is that the same thing?
Oh, you mean like out of juice? Like frozen?
Like, you know those like...
Yeah.
They're like these plastic sleeves.
Right. Yeah. Right. That you like, make.
Kind of slushy.
No, no.
Yeah, they have like kind of like they're frozen.
Oh, God.
And
oh, it's yeah.
Just as bad.
Oh, but yeah, that's bad. You got all these strips of plastic floating around you. Grass, and this is a popsicle stick.
Yeah,
we used to have those when I was little. That brings me back to
that. Is one of the things with popsicles is it's a lot of trash.
Well, there's the paper and then there's the handle, but it's at least not plastic.
Yeah, but
it's probably plastic.
Yeah, no, that's covering. Like paper.
I don't think it's paper.
The paper part, I think, is plastic. These days,
it used to be paper.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe somebody is helping.
Yeah, I think that last year Jeanette got a deal with the popsicles with the co-owner of the store, Guilford Store. What is her name? Whatever her name is,
daughter.
Well, no, right, the current owner of the
daughter.
Big smile.
Anyways,
Let's do the second person. Say that.
Yeah, did we do give away books or anything? No, we have.
Well, that's the question. So I'm going to write it down as a question. Give away books. Question. Yeah.
There's also if they are doing the parade thing from the meeting house to the grain. Mm-hmm. It's like we're right on the way here, and if people are at the meeting house, they're all just kind of like hanging around.
Mm-hmm. So could we have our camp canopy, you know, easy to move?
We have picnic tables down.
Yeah, no,
we
have
tables. Yeah, I think that's a canopy too.
Yeah. Just being a space, just allowing people to be around.
It's really the only, I mean, other than the playscape, but like on this stretch, you know what I mean? Like,
true.
If you're going to be outside, this is.
Yeah. Well, having the picnic tables and a canopy that's shaded.
Yeah.
And we could have some simple art, like simple, you know.
Yeah.
On one of those tables, maybe.
So So, but I think I would propose that we don't think too hard about
I agree. It's gonna be super simple.
Yeah,
super
and just
simple.
keep it simple.
My
But
popsicles.
she wanted us to talk about it.
But I think
Yes.
definitely being involved is
But
great.
that's what we're saying,
Yeah.
Does
even though I'm
Amber
not going
want
to
to be
figure.
involved? Did she say?
I think Amber always goes away.
Oh, okay. So she won't be in.
I think their family has this tradition, 4th of July.
Okay.
But if we kept it simple, popsicles, bet you we
Yeah.
can get Jeanette involved too. So who we don't know about is Jeanette. And then Sandra did say, ask her when we have events. So I'll just
I mean,
put
we
Sandra
always have the
here.
friends too. Yeah.
Yes. And then friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jeanette and Sandra,
Yeah,
who else is
Judith.
missing? Judith. No, forget Judith. She'll be Marlboro Music Festival.
Right.
She's never here at that time, 4th of July. Okay, and then the next question that Amber really wanted us to think about and give her guidance is choose when to do the annual hot dog roast. And what I suggest is the later one, because to me it always ends up feeling, so she has August 13 question mark. It always ends up feeling like kind of
An
the
end of
end of summer, kind of a
yeah.
celebration versus in the summer.
Yeah. I think when
Is
we
August
started
13th the
doing
end of
it was the end
camp?
of camp.
Yeah, I thought it was end of camp.
Yeah,
But
it
so
was the end of camps. It was.
is
Yeah. But it was
are
originally.
both of these end of, I'm saying like is the July 30 even are the camps still going then?
I don't have the calendar in front of
Yeah.
me, but I think there's a
Never
camp in
mind.
August. I think
So
there's a camp in August.
I'm with you at a later date.
Yeah, I like
Yes.
later too.
Okay, Josh, you have any opinion on which date? July 30th or August 13th is either. This is for the hot dog roast. Hence.
Either work for me.
Okay.
I can't make either of those dates.
Okay.
So interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to go with August 13th. Josh, can you or Nika, can you go to the library website and just tell us when is the last camp? I think Nika's doing it.
Okay.
Your advice at this stuff.
Take your time. Take your time.
I don't know if you could hear her muttering, but you could race if you want to see who gets the information
Who gets
first.
there first?
News and events? Programs? No.
Programs. Yeah,
Yeah.
summer camps.
Storytelling.
It's up here.
E-bikes, summer
There
camps.
you go.
I don't have a lot of information here, by the way. Okay, hold on. August 1st seems to be the last.
And that's the last day of that one.
Yeah, D&D storytelling is the last day, August 1st.
And what's the first day of that camp? I'm just curious.
We have the D&D,
Yeah.
July 28th.
Okay.
So that July 30 date
July
gets moved.
14 is the first of, like,
Is the first one July
yeah,
14th?
14.
Okay.
Okay.
And so it looks like it's 3 straight weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
And again, the third one ends on, say it one more time, the third camp ends on
August first.
first, August 1st.
So that'd be like,
So July 30th, I guess,
so
would have
July
been the day
30th would be
before.
in the middle.
Or is it 31 days?
It's
And what day of the week is August 13th?
a Wednesday. I think if we've always done it
Usually
on
been on
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. That will
Okay,
be.
so that
And July
July
30th
30
would be
is
the
the end of
Wednesday.
camp. Or do we? So that's kind of the question.
Yeah,
Do we
that is the
want to tie it
question.
in with the end of camp, or do we want to?
Well, there might be more people coming because it might be that then more people will be away August 13th that they stuck around. I mean, those families.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know.
don't
To
know.
me, it seems strategic to ask what Amber, like.
She's wide open, I think.
Okay.
So that's why she's asking
Yeah.
us to help her.
Then I think I'd still say do the August one then. I kind of feel like the hot dog roast started as a camp thing, but it kind of grew into
a it started as summer reading program ending.
Community.
Well, we used to give certificates for ending
right.
the summer reading program.
Right.
And then it moved into turning into camps.
Yeah.
It sort of kept time. I mean, it's been happening for many, many years.
Yeah. Okay. So,
so I think we're saying August 13. I think we're saying August 13. Does it matter to you, Josh?
No. August 13 works just as fine.
Okay, good. I think, you know, school, when do you have Guilford School starting up again in August? Is
it usually the very end?
Like, yeah, it's at the very end. It wouldn't be.
It's like right before Labor Day, you know.
Probably like Wednesday before Labor Day kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a couple weeks after this. Yeah, so probably 13th is probably 2 weeks before school starts.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
When do homeschoolers school start?
Never stops.
Yeah, basically we never
stop. Never stops. Lifelong learning.
But yeah, if you want it, you can do the same.
Okay, so August 13th.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, 7:45.
There you go.
And we're done. It's a wrap.
So when we write next month's agenda items, like, am I supposed to?
Oh, that's if we have something right now we want to make sure we cover. Get on the agenda that we cover.
Oh.
So do we have anything?
And so there are a couple things that came up. The question is organizing a thank you volunteer party. So let's just get that in the agenda. Just, you know, we're thinking about the year, so it wouldn't have to be right away. That's number one. And we're also, we don't need to say more than appreciate Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that in the agenda.
How about also the voting on a candidate?
Yes.
Yeah. Sandra's replacement, voting on Sandra's replacement. The other thing is to report that Josh will go to the July select board meeting.
I have it in the notes, but you want me to write it?
I think we should, because I'm going to keep this in everyone's mind.
In the agenda items?
I think so.
Okay.
It's a follow-up to keep everyone thinking about it. And 4th of July. And I think the outdoor space. Let's name it. I mean, it could be a temporary name.
Mm-hmm.
So, picnic area.
Yeah.
We can always change that. But brainstorming on new picnic area. Something like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It almost seems, I wonder actually, like, should we just make like a subcommittee for that? You know, like a couple people and Amber.
Yeah. So let's decide on that. So, new picnic area committee ?
Yeah.
And then John, maybe in your treasurer's report, maybe you'll touch upon, or maybe it should be separate, just update on the Friends MOU.
Yeah, I could tell you that everybody signed it.
Cool.
I think.
So let's just get it. We'll just get an update in a month.
But yeah.
So you could tell everyone that.
In June.
Yeah, we're in May. Yes, in June. Thank you.
Update on Friends MOU.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So I have organizing a thank you volunteer party, appreciate Sandra, voting on Sandra's replacement, Josh will attend the next July 28th meeting, 4th of July planning, brainstorming on new picnic area committee.
Oh, and hot dog roast August 13.
organizing it?
Well, Amber probably would like to know who's going to help her. So it's not too okay. soon to get helpers lined up for Amber.
So organize, like, yeah.
Yeah.
For planning.
And basically, you know, the planning is Amber and it's very straightforward. But it's just making sure we have helpers.
Okay. And then update on friends MOU. But you don't think planning hot dog roast should happen in July, maybe?
Amber's will be really happy to get helpers lined up.
Okay.
And people go away.
Okay.
She's organized.
Case in point.
Yeah.
This could maybe be just a introduction to the concept and then get more gets done in the July.
Yeah, exactly. Good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Josh, for holding down that online.
Thank you. Thanks for getting me on the owl there.
The owl is staring at you and me. Good.
Right. Well, we'll see you all around.
You all will. Right. Okay. Bye. Hey, Josh, I'll be in touch with you about the shop vac.
Okay. Sounds.
Okay. It'll be a couple weeks from now.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.